So we're picking up on the sugya of Yerida Shehila Tzarech Aliyah. So we have a few basic mahalchim how to understand the sugya. For starters, does it say anywhere in the Gemara what the din is by Yerida Shehila Tzarech Aliyah? What? So there is nowhere where it says the din by Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. That's important to know. Nowhere in the Gemara does it tell you the halacha is by Yerida Tzarech Aliyah that you're chayev golos. Yeah?
It says, whatever the words are, it says,
right, lahavi.
Include in the case, it seems like it's saying, include in the case of golos.
Perhaps. That definitely seems to be the way Rashi learns. You know, l'chor, most of the Rishonim learn that way. That's lahavi, Yerida Shehila Tzarech Aliyah. So that is including Yerida Tzarech Aliyah in being Chayav Golos, right? Because in the other cases, it says Prat, it says excluding, right? Although you could argue as well, Lahavi means to include this case. Yerida Tzarech Aliyah, meaning you would have thought that this case doesn't count as a Yerida or an Aliyah, so Lahavi to include it in whatever we had been talking about it before. So it's not 100% clear from that either which way we're going. But nevertheless, Rashi definitely learns that way. Yeah?
Is that the case that we're not sure? It's not only that we're just saying but we even go back to doing prats after.
We go back to doing prats as well. No, so that's for sure. The context should help us to whatever extent. But nevertheless, even when Rabbi Yochanan gets involved, right? Even when Rabbi Yochanan gets involved, he doesn't say what the din is, right? He doesn't say what the din is. It says, "Bo minei rabavo mir Rabbi Yochanan haya ola besula minishmat hashliva mitachtov v'nafla v'horga mahu." What's the din? Ki aygavna aliyahi o yiridahi? Amale kfar nagata biyirida shehila tzarech aliyah. All right, what's the din? It's a yirida tzarech aliyah. You've now officially involved yourself with the aforementioned case of Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. So whatever the din was then, it will apply here as well. L'chorah. So that also doesn't help us so much. So let's talk a little bit about what the suffix is. Let's take a look in Rashi. Aliyahi o Yeridahi. Which one is it? Oh, actually, before we do that Rashi, let's do the previous Rashi about Yerida. L'havi Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. So he talks about, Rashi discusses a case where a guy really wants to get his back into his labor, right? And he lowers himself to the ground in order to come up with extra momentum to get that full force into his chopping with the axe. So he says that you might think that if he accidentally kills somebody on his way down when he's going to push up with the full force, that's called Derech Aliyah because it wasn't a Yerida case. The whole goal was the Aliyah. Kamash Malan, that's Yerida, doesn't matter. Right? What? It's against the Gemara. Oh boy. Where's the Gemara? Good. So let's hold that thought. So there's one Ukimta. Remember, we have Steer and Bryce's at the end, and we have two possible Ukimtas that we use. So hold that thought, okay? Good. So against the first Ukimta, sounds like both Brises hold that the case of Nishmata Shliva Tachtav is Derech Aliyah. Okay, but that's not what Rashi's saying here. Rashi's saying here a case where it's definitely Yerida, and it's definitely Letzorech Aliyah. The question that you could argue, what you're arguing is that Ukimta is against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the case of Nishmata Shliva is against the Bryce, the way they're mukim the Bryce is over there, that it's not Yerida Letzorech Aliyah, or you could argue that Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that everybody agrees Yerida Shehila Tzarech Aliyah is Derech Aliyah. Those are two possibilities over there. But Lechora, at the outset, it's against Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Amoraim are allowed to argue on other Amoraim. Okay, but let's hold that thought. Rashi is explaining a basic idea of Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. So there we don't get involved with any ladders. We just basically say that it's the guy himself was going down, but clearly the reason he went down was in order to go up. Okay, Pasha. Then we get into Rabbi Yochanan, like we said. And we said, Aliyahi o Yiridahi. That's Rabbi Avo's question to Rabbi Yochanan. Let's read the Rashi. Basar di deazlinan, v'hu haya asuk be'aliyah. O basar shliva azlinan v'ha'ole aleha haya dochka umashpila klape mata. Ah, this is the Shaila. When it was one goof. So there, clearly, if it's Yerida, it's Yerida. If it's Aliyah, it's Aliyah. It doesn't matter what the Tzorech means. But here, there's Tre Gufe. There's the guy, and there's the ladder. What's the rung of the ladder doing? Clearly, it's doing a Yerida. What's the guy doing? Clearly, he's doing an Aliyah. So that's the question. Which Guf do we follow? Do we follow the Guf that's trying to accomplish the purpose, which is climbing the ladder, which is Derech Aliyah, or do we follow the rung of the ladder, which is clearly Derech Yerida? So that's not necessarily a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah Shaila. You hear? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes it is. That's also Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. That since the rung is doing a Yerida, that's a Yerida. But it was Letzarech Aliyah. So in the question, we didn't know that that was called Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. Right? And here we say that it is, and that's right, next to Rashi, Kvar Nagata v'chulei, Harei Nagata kan bi Yerida shi Letzarech Aliyah, v'ha Rabinan lala'el l'chiyuva. We already said before, you're Chayiv Gullus if you're doing a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. That's called the Yerida. So too, what's the answer? What are we focusing on? We're focusing on both. I think he's saying both, no? We're focusing on both. We're focusing on the... If you would have just said it's the rung, that's not Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. It's just Yerida. It's just Yerida. It was Letzarech Aliyah. The guy was using it to go up. That doesn't ruin anything. Because if you read the previous Rashi, he said the Havamina was that we don't call it a Yerida because of what the goal... What the resulting goal was. But Kamash Malan, that we don't care. So the answer is here also. You might have thought that since the guy's trying to climb the ladder, we call it Derech Aliyah, Kamash Malan. We don't care what the guy was doing. We don't care that the guy's goal was to climb the ladder. We care that the rung was Yorid. Yeah? No Chilik. Correct. No, the Gzeres HaKasuv was to tell you that this is what you should focus on. That's also called Yerida. Yeah, isn't that the Lashon of Rashi over there? Delo teimahol v'tzarech aliyah hipotar migalus doksiv vayipol, right? Don't say that he should be potter because this is not called regular nefila. Nefila, generally, you go down, you end up down. Here you go down, you end up up, right? We're looking at both in the Havamina to say that, like, do we actually focus on the guy? No, the answer is we focus on the rung. No, everybody with me so far? Then the Gemara continues, and we have the suffix, what to do. In the case, we have the steer between the two brises, right? We have the steer between the two brises in that exact case. Lema kitanoi hayaola b'sulam nishvta shliva mitachtov tanichad chayav tanich v'tanya idach poter my lav b'ha'kam iflegi demar sava yuridihi mar sava aliyahi. So maybe it's a machlokis tanoim about yurid letzarech aliyah. So the first answer is no. Kulei alma aliyahi v'lo kasha kan l'nezikin kan l'golus. Everyone agrees it's aliyah, and you are poter or chayav from golus. Do you go to Golis or not? Huh? You are putter from Golis. You don't go to Golis. Right? However, when it comes to Nezikin, we have a klal. Mishnah in Bava Kama says, Adam muad liolam. Bein er, bein yashin, bein ba'onis, bein beratzen. Right? Doesn't matter. Guy is chayev at all times. That's the first answer. Iboy seima. Hava halagolus v'lo kasha hadit liya de lo it liya. Right? I think that's the same ukimta. I'm not calling that two separate ukimtas. Okay? So the second answer is that they are both saying, one saying you're potter from galus, one saying you're chayyeh from galus. And the answer is that in one case it was either loose or it was rotten. So in the loose and rotten case, you're chayyeh galus or potter from galus? Doesn't say. Right? Which one is it? What? Assume chayiv. Rashi assumes chayiv. Right? Yeah. Rashi assumes chayiv golus. And so too, if it's stuck in there well, it's a well-crafted ladder, so you're potter from golus. And if it's loose, you're chayiv golus. What's the svara? What's the whole tzad to differentiate? So says Rashi, hadit liyah chayiv. Shekol shliba she'it liyah kishadorsan alea nichfefesi lamata. Viridahi. Vimloit liya ain kan yurida. Right? So Rashi's changing our pshat in what yurida litzarach aliyah means now. Yeah? Really, who are we looking at now? The guy. We're not looking only at the shliva. Before we were assuming you're looking only at the shliva. And the shliva was doing a yurida the whole time. The guy was going up. Here we're now saying that the guy steps on the rung and everyone goes down a little bit. Then the shliva breaks and go and kills the person. Right? So now it's another classic Yerida Litzarach Aliyah in the Gavra, in the guy. Right? The rung was going down regardless. Meaning, do you need the rung to be going down and then break? Or is it enough that it breaks and goes down? The chora, it's enough that it breaks and goes down. We never... let's put it this way. Let's look at the previous ukimta. It wasn't broken. The ladder was a brand new, excellent ladder. You step on it, it snaps. So you're going to say, kuli alma modu, that's derech aliyah for the rung? The rung never went up. Guaranteed. Right?
So he's
saying that the rung did a yurida?
No, I'm saying no.
First the rung did a yurida, and then shekol shliva she'etliya kishedorshin aleh nichfefes hi lamata v'yurida hi. Right, I totally hear the reading in Rashi, but come on. That's what? That's not true. Not every Rishon says it. There are other Rishonim that read Beferish not that way.
No, when they go around the verse to say those about Lashon, and not like paraphrase what he says. They wanted that purpose in there.
I hear you. I read that also. I just can't buy it because, like, the rung is doing more of a Yerida. When it's, in other words, it's just a question of how it shapes before it breaks. Is it a question, does it break out?
Well, a few years ago, we were saying how this is more of an ones towards this, which is really a shogi.
Well, Rashi doesn't play in those svaras. He goes straight, Xeris HaKos of Yerida or Aliyah, right? So Rashi doesn't get involved in these svaras.
If you don't feel like that, then you're in your subject matter, then what's the difference
between that? No, I have a good teretz. That we're going back to look at the individual. It's not at all ridiculous, actually. It's basically the havamina of the Gemara was that we're mechalik between the guy climbing the ladder and the rung of the ladder.
But then you're having lowest clear. Is your reason because the rung snap and
again, before we got to the sukimta, right. Before we got to the sukimta, we were learning Gemara. How could it have been a yurida? How could it have been a yurida? Yeah. How could it have been a yurida?
You're going up when you step down. It steps down and breaks.
Correct. Because the rung went down. You didn't go down.
No,
you never progressed downward.
In perspective to you, the rung can't be going up. It has to be going down.
In perspective to truth, the rung is never going up. Right. So when the Gemara said, Kulei Alma, what? It's an aliyah. How could that be? The rung never traveled upwards. True or not true? So everybody says it's derech aliyah. Right? When you're normally climbing a ladder, it's definitely derech aliyah. Who's doing the aliyah? Hadit liyah, the lowit liyah. So, Mamela, you could say that the guy is doing the aliyah, and the rung is doing the arida, but nobody cares. Unless the rung is loose or rotten, nobody cares that the rung is doing a arida. So then who ends up doing the arida? What? The guy. When he steps on the rung, it goes down slightly. It sags, he goes down, and it breaks. Right? If he steps on a perfectly good rung and he's just too heavy and cracks it, he never went down before it broke. He stayed put or went up. If it's Itliyah, he stepped on it, he's like, uh-oh, feels himself going down, and then the rung breaks. Yeah? The Seder, but Rashi doesn't get involved in that. Rashi doesn't get involved in that. Remember, Rashi says, if you're going down, golus. You're going up, no golus. That's Rashi's rule.
Well, if you're going down...
If the Maisa that led to the death happened while going down, golus. That's the rule for Rashi. I'm saying, if you look in the Ritva for a second, Hadit liyah hadalo it liyah. Pirish Rashi. Ki it la havi yirida. Kevan shenichfefes la alter miyad shehu mamid afilu raglo achas aleha. Vchi lo it la havi aliyah. Shere eina nichfefes ad sheamdu shnei raglov aleha. Vahaya ola legamre. Who's ola legamre? The guy. Zed derech pirish Rashi lemevino. So that's, I'm the Mevino, you are not the Mevino, according to the Ritva. I'm saying, no, but seriously, he's saying if you understand Rashi, you can't understand that we're talking about that the rung is doing an aliyah versus the rung is doing a yirida. The rung is always doing a yirida. It's just a question of whether or not the guy stepped up or he went down. Right? So you put your foot on it. It sags. So you ended up, you never actually went up with the rung.
Fine.
It was never an aliyah.
That's right.
So he's saying that, he wants to say a different word. I'm not convinced that works within Rashi. I'm not convinced that what he's saying is necessary within Rashi. But what I'm looking at, what I'm saying is he's saying like this. How does a rung break if it's rotten versus if it's good? Right? So meaning if I'm like this, and then I'm about to step up, but it's rotten, so then as soon as I put pressure on it, it sags and breaks. Did I ever go up? No. Never went up. Right? So therefore there's no aliyah, there's only yirida. Right? But if I stepped all the way up, and then it broke out from under me, I did an aliyah. So therefore, that's called an aliyah. You hear? Not that we look at the rung and the rung is doing a yirida and that's considered yirida tzarech aliyah. That
for you to go up, if you're pushing down, same case as the earlier raisa, you're bowing down with the thing to go up.
Right.
So then when you're breaking it, it's during the yirida. When you're pushing down to go up, it's during the yirida tzbaipo. You're doing it while you're going down. It should be the same case as the raisa earlier. You're pushing down on the purpose of going up.
Pushing down that doesn't lead to any actual downward progression doesn't count as your read, though. Again, it didn't move down. You just pushed down to push up. I'm saying that's every aliyah. You're pushing down on something to propel yourself upward. That doesn't... Anyway, Lemaisa, I just think that you have to read Rashi this way for him to make sense. Now, I agree with you that that's not necessarily the easiest way to read the words. And that's always something that's unfortunate, right? But it doesn't sacrifice the words. You know, you can't sacrifice the words for a good svara. But this is not the easiest way to read the words. But I don't see how else you can read it, and neither did the Ritva. So I don't feel that bad. So, but Lemaisa, Lamaisa, that's clearly the way we're focusing. We're focusing on the guy. We're not saying that we're mechalik between Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. This might not even be called a classic Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. It's only called a Yerida, according to that. You understand? That Kulei Alma, if the ladder breaks, that's not a Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah, definitely Chayev. Right? This is not Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. This is Aliyah. Or Yerida. Depending on whether or not the ladder breaks. Depending on whether or not the ladder was loose, or it was rotten. L'chora. It's just Aliyah if the ladder just snaps. Because then we only look at you. No. Again, we're not arguing that Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah is Chayev Galus. We're arguing about what is the status of a ladder that broke. Right? That's what we're saying. Look at Tosfos for a second. So he starts off, he says, V'boyseima hadit liya hadalo it liya, ulefi hai boyseima kuleyalma savre yirida hi. Whew! Right away he's saying the flip side of kuleyalma modu that it's an aliyah. So everyone here holds it's a yirida. Aye, Frektosis, how come the Gemara doesn't say that? Right? The old kush. Why didn't we care about this steer in Bryce's when we answered the Ukimta that both Bryce's here hold it's an aliyah? How come we didn't care about the steer in the earlier Bryce, right, of the Tanur Rabbanan? Lahavi Yerida Shiva Tzarach Aliyah. So he says, V'nir lefarish tahachi ka'amar dekulei alma aliyah havi. Everyone really holds aliyah. Umayri b'mahadik, over the low itla, right? In a case where it's a regular ladder, it's clearly an aliyah. The low mayri b'yirida shila tzarech aliyah, we're not even talking about yirida tzarech aliyah. The b'hal opligi b'raisos. V'hacha hachika amar, iboyesei maha, v'hal agolus, umayri b'raisos, shemachaya b'yirida shila tzarech aliyah. The Bryce is telling you that we're going to give you an ukimta that it's Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. Which means what? Yerida. Right? But ain't achinami. If it was a regular ladder, that's Aliyah. It's not a Yerida Shiva L'Tzarach Aliyah. But in a case where the ladder broke after sagging first or being loose, that's Yerida. Aye, it's Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. We said before, Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah counts as a Yerida. You hear? I think that's just the way I explained it, no? More or less. Okay. All right, so that's the main shita when you learn Gemara, because, you know, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, that's the way you're going to learn Gemara. But if you look in the Ramban, that is not all she wrote. If you look in the Ramban, has a short piece that says a lot, right? Quotes Pirush Rashi, Shekol shliva sheit liya kishedorsin alea vaday nechbefes v'yiridihi. Ve'eino mechuver. Nope. Sharei kishenofeles vaday yiridihi. Ramban starts off with what I was starting off with. Every time a ladder breaks and falls out from under, that's called yirida. What, the ladder's doing an aliyah? So if I throw a rock off a building, but I jumped as I threw it, so that's called aliyah? It's yirida. The rock is going down. The rock never had any upward motion. Right? It's aliyah. It's yirida, excuse me. Mekol shekein kfifazu shila tzarech aliyah. Right? Same thing. This kfifa, where you're trying to push yourself up, that's certainly a yirida. Ela lo it lo mahadik karav la onesu. He says, no, of course, it was always a Yerida, and you were always doing an Aliyah. So this is not an issue of Yerida, Shila Tzarech Aliyah, Bechlau. We're not getting involved in that. The Shliva was always doing Yerida. You were always doing an Aliyah. Whatever you hold, you hold. Here, We're clearing whether or not it was Karev Laones or Karev Lamezid, or not, excuse me, not Karev Lamezid. I don't think anybody holds that until later, right? Karev Laones or Shogeg. Are you going to go to Gullus because it was regular Shogeg, which is which case? It's Leah, right? Or are you not going to go to Gullus because it was Karev Laones? You stood on a regular ladder. You bought it yesterday. It's a great ladder. Ladders are meant to be climbed on, right? You can't really argue like, well, this is really the type of ladder that you don't climb on. No, that's what it is. Why else would I have bought a ladder if I didn't plan on climbing it? And yet it broke, and the rung killed somebody. So you're going to send me to Gullus for that? What am I supposed to do already? So that's basically the Ramban Shita, that we're clearing Karev Laones or Karev or Shogeg Mamish. But everybody agrees, the rung did a Yerida, you did an Aliyah. And whatever you hold in general, you can hold here. So the first answer is that Ein Achinami, it was a case of Lowitliyah, right? And everyone holds that in this case, you are Potter from Gullus, because it's called an Aliyah. We care about the Aliyah part. We don't look at the rung, we look at you. The second one is saying, it doesn't matter what you hold by Yerid L'tzorach Aliyah. A case where it was Itliyah, that becomes Karov Le, not Karov, excuse me, I led you the wrong way. You would be right if that was your good choice, right? That is called Shogeg Mamish, right? It's not called Karov Laonis. If it just broke, that's Karov Laonis, right? And therefore, the Ramban is saying the case of Itliyah is a case where you go to Gullus. And it's Lo Mahadik is a case where you go to Gullus. Because it's not such a freak occurrence for a rotten ladder to break. Well, let's not go completely there about blaming the guy. Because again, we'll get to that Shita next. Yes. You're definitely right. He should have checked it, right? What? Right, but let's say that it was iffy. So it was, you know, like you always try to get a few more, you know, when the gas light goes on and you want to get a few more miles, you know, I can make it. I'll get gas on my way back, you know, or whatever. So you always want to try that. So the ladder was on its way out, but it's his favorite ladder. He named it George. I don't know what. Like he wanted to keep it around. So the ladder was iffy. Right, so he kept it around. That's called shogeg. It's certainly not an ones if it breaks, because it was a shtickle broken. So then, when it actually breaks, you go to Gullus. Mashenkin, if it didn't break, so then you know if it wasn't rotten at all and it's just some freak occurrence, okay, so that's ones. Yeah. I think he's saying that here there is. Basically, Rashi doesn't want this Gemara to be arguing with Rabbi Yochanan.
And when he changes Yerida's Torah Aliyah, it's like he made a new thing that if it's Yerida and Aliyah, even if it's two different things, I'm going to be still going down, I'm going up. That's called Yerida's Torah Aliyah. But I'm not saying, no, that's not called Yerida's Torah Aliyah.
Yes, I think the second thing that you're saying, I think that what you're saying is correct. Right? I don't think that the Ramban is concerned with the stira in Psak in terms of Rabbi Yochanan saying earlier that this case is Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah, and now the Gemara is saying either Kulei Alma says it's Aliyah, or we don't even care whether it's Aliyah or Yerida because here there's a clear chilik in Svara, you know. But I think according to the Ramban we're ignoring Rabbi Yochanan Legamre, you know. Then you have a different mahalach. You have the mahalach that the Ritva quotes, and you have the mahalach that the Meiri quotes. Right? You guys got a chance to see those? Okay. So you have the Ritva, the Kulei Alma. The Kulei Alma Aliyah. So let's just start from that Ritva. So the Ritva first starts off by saying in the first Ukimta Kulei Alma Aliyah. So he says Pirish. Travayo de lo Rabbi Yochanan, ubraisa de leel, bemorim vegarzen ubemorim achevel lahalos adli kid prishne leel. So he says, no problem. You read the Litzarach Aliyah is one thing. Ladders are something else. Okay, that's fine. And then he says, or Hadid Leah, the Lowit Leah, that really we're not getting so involved with Rabbi, we're not arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, we're just differentiating between two cases, and you could be Mukim Rabbi Yochanan as one of the two cases, all within Rashi. Aval Yesha Pirshu, the Tarvayo Yerida, they're both Yerida, the Ha Yerida Shliva Hu the Katla. It's always going to be Yerida, because what did the killing? The rung, the Shliva. Ella, the Chi'itla, O the Lo Mehadek, have a shkaga korav lemezid she'eno golan, right? So he says a little bit of a different shot. If it was rotten, then it becomes what? Korav lemezid. Hadit Leah, you're putter from Golus. Not because we like you so much, we don't want to send you to Golus, but rather because we hate you so much, we don't want to send you to Golus. It's korav lemezid, right? Umayri bahat lo nikeres mi bachutz. Dumila dolo mehadek shahaya nikerlo ulafichach nidon bekarav lemezid. So he says there you could be considered karav lemezid because the itlia is what? A case where you should have known better than to get on that broken ladder. So if you should have known better than to get on that broken, did you mean to kill anybody? No, but you were a poshea. You should not have gotten on that ladder and hoped for the best. What? Right, so that apparently is not enough of an excuse, right? So that's the idea. And then he throws in that it's lav dafka, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. He wants to go alach lemaisa like Rabbi Yochanan. He says the fact that Kuli Alma wanted to say that it's aliyah in the earlier ukimta, that doesn't bother me so much. He says the Gemara does that all the time, that they'll throw out an ukimta possibility that's so sir Rabbi Yochanan, but it doesn't really mean that the Gemara doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan. Just because they said, you could say the Brises are both talking about that it's an aliyah, and then we threw that out and says everybody agrees doing a Yerida, so then we'll stick with the second pshat and Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, that it is, if it's low itliyah, then it's classic Yerida, Shilat Tzarech Aliyah, and you're Chayiv. And if it's Itliyah, that you could have noticed it, then it is classic Yeridish Tzarech Aliyah, but it is considered Shtikl Mezid because you should have known better than to get on that ladder. So according to what we have so far is, we have Rashi, who says that it's totally in the goof of the guy, and the goof of the guy says what? That it's Yerida if it's Itliyah, and it's Aliyah if it's low Itliyah. And you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan's case was a case of Itliyah or Lo Mehadik, right? Then you have the Ramban who says it's always going to be Yerida, right? According to this Ukimta, it's always Yerida. The Shliva is always doing a Yerida. So in the first answer, in the first Ukimta, we're clearly ignoring the Shliva, right? In the second Ukimta, we're not ignoring the we're still ignoring the Shliva perhaps, but we're saying a different Svar altogether, that here Yerida and Aliyah were all sort of ways of being magdir what? Karav la'onis versus Karav la'mezid versus shogig. And therefore, if it's low at Liyah, sa'ein achinami, you should be chayiv, not because of Yerida versus Aliyah. That's not an issue. What is the issue? Karav la'onis versus Karav la'mezid versus shogig. And therefore, if it's at Liyah, you go to Gullis because that's shogig. If it's low at Liyah, that's Karav la'onis. Oh, Nason, you don't go to Golis. That's the Ramban. So, and then we have the third shot that yes, it's always Yerida, but sometimes it's going to be Yerida that's Karav Lemezid, which is a case where you could have noticed it in advance of Lo Mehadik. Lo Mehadik, you always notice in advance. And at Leah, if you could have seen it in advance, you don't go to Golis, despite the fact that Kuli Alma Modu, it's Yerida. But, it's Yerida that you couldn't have done anything about. Excuse me. You don't go to Gullis if it's Itliyah, because even though it's Yerida, but you should have known better than to get on that ladder, and therefore it's a case of Karav Lonis. So not every case of Yerida is automatically going to send you to Gullis. That's what we find from both the Ramban and from the Ritva's Yesh Omrim. Yeah. Well, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, we're not caring very much about Yerida versus Aliyah. It's clearly Yerida, right? The Shliva is doing a Yerida. They're not coming to comment on whether or not we care about the Yerida. They're coming to tell you that not every Yerida is going to go to Golos. Yeah, what do you mean?
You don't need both of them.
No, so the Ritva, the Yesh Omer and the Ritva has a great reason why you need both of them. Because that way you can be medame. Correct. Just lo mahadik you notice, and this you notice, right? So that's a good question. Right, so what I was thinking was one of two possibilities. First of all, let's just backtrack for 1 second. What's the machlokas, or is there a machlokas between the Ramban and the Yesh Omer? L'chor, there has to be some machlokas because they say the opposite shot in the Gemara. But on the other hand, what would the Ramban say in a case of Itliya that was Nikar Mibachutz? What would he say there? You see it rotting. Right? L'chora, I would say that the Ramban argues on the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva and says that anyway you still go to Golis. Because you cheshmed it out and you said, you know what, I think I can make it. Because Lo Mahadik, clearly, as the Ritva points out, is something which you see. Right? So if you see it and you're willing to take your chances, wait. You see it and you're willing to take your chances, that's going to be the machlokas between the Ramban and the Yesh Omrim. Because Mahadik and Lo Mahadik is visible, right? Do we agree on that? So Mahadik and Lo Mahadik is visible. And then what about Itliya and Lo Itliya? L'chor, it doesn't matter anymore. Because if Mahadik and Lo Mahadik is visible, then Itliya and Lo Itliya also should be somewhat visible, right? So even if it was visible, the Ramban would say, what? You go to Golos. Because how do we cheshbon whether or not it was an ones? If you were willing to take your chances, but you knew you were taking a chance, that's not an onis anymore, right? If you were not willing to take your chances, and it broke, so then, you know, if you're not willing to take a chance, you didn't go up on it, sorry. If you didn't know that you were taking a chance and it broke, that's onis. What would be the difference between that onis and a regular onis, right? If you don't know the ladder is rotten, and it breaks, versus if it's a brand new ladder and it breaks, what's the difference? You have the right to walk on a ladder. Like if every single time you walk on a ladder, you have to inspect it. You know, you have to put a moisture meter up to the ladder to see if there's any water damage in the shlivos. I doubt it, right? So l'chora, it's a straight up machlokes between the Ramban and the Yesh Omrim. What is the din when you saw the rotting / saw that it was loose and went on it anyway? Ramban would say, perfect middle ground gullus case. The Yesh Omrim says, that's karav l'mezid. You hear? So you need both cases according to both of them.
The Yesh Omrim would still hold, even if you fleshed out and you really thought you could make it, that would still be aggravated.
Of course. What else were you doing on that ladder?
No, I mean,
You're on the ladder because you're not up there to die.
No,
right?
No,
I guess. I don't know. You went on the ladder.
But
right?
If you're going to the ladder, you're checking it out, and you really think you made it, then why should I fuck with you?
I just think that, like, I think they would both agree in both cases to argue. You understand? I think whether you checked, whether you don't check, either way you're going to have the same machlokas. You should have checked, and you should have avoided it, right? So the Ramban says, should have avoided it, but since you thought you could take your chances, you go to Golis. And the Yesh Omrim say, you should not have taken your chances, and that's Karav L'mezid. I think that's the Pasha machlokas. Yeah. I didn't hear a word you said because I'm looking at the next group, but I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't think that they care about sagging at all. I think they care about whether it was primed to break and you noticed it versus not shy that it was going to break and it broke anyway. That's the only thing. I don't think sagging makes a shred of difference. Because they're not looking at whether or not you were going up or down. They're looking at what were the chances, right? They're looking at pshia versus onis. They don't care about sagging versus sagging. That's Rashi's word, because Rashi is a strict zeres hakasev man. he needs you to be going down. They don't disagree what the din is. They disagree how you're magdir ones versus shogig. That's what they're disagreeing in. Okay, Mir Shem, next time we'll deal with the Rambam, and I want to get off on a slight tangent on the topic of Adam HaMazik based on the first Ukimta. All right, everybody have a good day, good Shabbos.